Hello, this is Lynn here. This is the July 4th edition of my little summing up posts for the AGO National Convention. It was a filled day, lots and lots of fun. We started off with a Region 4 meeting, and the picture I'm posting along with this boo is, I guess, self-explanatory. That happens to be our Region 4 counselor, Laura Ellis. She's a lot of fun. And we discussed a lot of interesting things, and the dates of the next regional meetings were announced, and I'll probably forgot where they are already. I think the next regional meeting next year is going to be in Columbia, South Carolina, and then I think the one after that in 2015 will be in Charlotte. So that's something to look forward to. And some other regional stuff were discussed, but, you know, after that we went on to the annual AGO meeting, and I definitely have a lot of stuff to report back to the Durham Chapel Hill Chapter's executive board, so I won't bore you with the details with that. A lot of it is truly administrivia. After that, I decided to go over to the exhibits. Actually, before that, I had lunch with Ruth Hoffman, who is one of the Central North Carolina Chapter's e-board members, and she wants to join the Durham Chapel Hill Chapter as a dual member. She lives in Chapel Hill, so that only makes sense. So I had lunch with her at, I think the place is called Puckett's, really, really nice place. So I truly am getting my fill of, I guess you could say, native Nashville cuisine. So that was a really lovely time. Went off to the exhibits, managed to get some stuff off my to-do list, including scoring an advertiser for our publications, both print and electronic. So I was very pleased with that. After that, I walked a few blocks in the hot, searing southern heat to Christ Episcopal Cathedral, where, by the way, Timothy Kimbrough, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is the, I guess, dean of the cathedral. I think that's what he's called. He used to be the rector at Holy Family Episcopal in Chapel Hill. So I thought that was an interesting connection. Anyway, the NIACOP and NCOI winter recitals took place there. Dong Ho Lee was the first up. And she had a wonderful, wonderful program. I particularly enjoyed her last piece, Finale from Sunday Music, composed by Peter Eben. Really, really nicely done. The NCOI winner was David Baskefield, and he played one piece, César Franck, the choral number 2 in B minor. And then he was asked to improvise on submitted themes. They gave him an envelope, so he had to break the seal on the envelope, open it up, see two sheets there, and come up with a completely improvised piece. And so for the afternoon session that I went to, the second session that I went to, they gave the recital twice. His submitted themes were Restoration, the hymn tune Restoration, da 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 di di da 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 di di da 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 di da dum, and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. He did a great job with it, although it seemed to me that he improvised more from Swing Low, Sweet Chariot than he did from the hymn tune Restoration. Oh well. But still, it was a great job. And then after that, we heard Hector Olivera. I'd never really heard of him before tonight. He put on a really cool show, but now I could see why he's very controversial. But, I mean, basically he played with a lot of heart. And, you know, the point is that we're all making music and we all do it for the love of it, so all is good. Then after that, I just hung out with Laura and Becca and friends and had a few bites to eat. And then we watched the fireworks, not from Riverfront Park, but from the bridge at the Renaissance. So that was a really nice way to end a very fun day. So happy 4th of July to everybody, and I'll be back tomorrow with more. So stay tuned. Good night, and God bless.